So, Mr. Ross, if you just tell me a little bit about some of your experience you had at Sinclair Heights.
What's Sinclair Heights?
How many was in your family?
Four. Me, my sister, mother and father. One thing about it, you had two cab companies.
They did have a cab company.
Yeah. The white cab brought you up to the bottom of the hill.
Okay.
Then you got out the white cab and got in a black cab to go
all the way up to here.
You know, back up there. See?
I can't believe it.
And we had to walk from Sinclair Heights. We had to walk all the way down to Arsenal Way to catch the school bus. Generally, that was pretty good because a lot of people didn't have a bus at all.
You think Sinclair was a good move for, how they segregated it and how it became an all-black community? You think it was good or bad?
Well, you know, I was listening to Clarence Thomas, the Black Justice.
Oh.
And to the remarks he said that was said by Frederick Douglass.
Oh.
You have freed the slave, now what we're going to do with it? I remember Mayor Hum King woke up one morning and a bunch of blacks was getting off the boat. Milling around down. They couldn't go eat, couldn't go in no place to eat.
Uh-huh.
They couldn't go in a hotel and go to sleep. All they had was a job. And the shipyard, the cafeteria and the shipyard was open 24 hours a day. So, you had to go to the shipyard. Mm-hmm. That was the restaurants and all of that.
So you say they came over on a boat? On the ferry, huh? All right.
But you ain't never had that many. Before then, all you have, maybe you're not across a sailor on a boat or something like that.
But
you
didn't have a bunch of them. So it was a great experience for Bremerton as a whole. It was a different type of experience because they probably had never seen that many African Americans.
No, not that many of them.
Uh-huh.